Excitement on campus this fall as UNC's English and Comparative Literature Department celebrate a milestone anniversary, their 225th anniversary, since that department or its predecessor, it was the Rhetoric Department, right, originally was formed 225 years ago. English and Comparative Literature growing out of that. And this fall, they're celebrating their 225th anniversary with a bunch of events, all of them virtual, but a lot of them really, really exciting, and they want as many people to take part in them as possible. ECL225.unc.edu is the website for more on the anniversary and all of the many events that are associated with it. It all gets underway this week, Thursday, when Daniel Wallace, great local author and UNC professor, chats with author Gabriel Bump as the initial event to kick off the celebration. Daniel Wallace joins us here now in the studio. Really excited to have you here. Thank you so much for being with us. Good morning.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's good to see you again.
Yeah. So tell us about the planning for the anniversary, and kind of have to do this in the middle of a pandemic, but you've got some really exciting stuff planned.
Oh, the planning was monumental, honestly. Luckily, when we started the serious planning for it, we had an inkling that we might not be able to go live with it and planned it virtual. So everything is set up. It's going to really smoothly. We're going to be able to have some really high quality participatory events online, which is something we've been practicing for a while. So, but getting together the level of talent, everyone's associated with the English department in one way or another, celebrating this history and the future of it is remarkable.
And I think one of the silver lining cool thing about doing all of this stuff virtually is you can reach out and get people on with you who otherwise would not have been able to travel to Chapel Hill, people from outside the area who can join in on these conversations as well. So that's at least a benefit.
That's totally great. People in California are not going to make the trip out here.
Right.
But they love the program and they love the people that they have an opportunity to hang with. So yeah, that is actually a plus.
So what is the history of the department? I was trying to remember. I was talking to Bland Simpson a couple of weeks ago here on this show, and he was describing the history of the English department going back to the 1790s. And did it start with the Rhetoric Department? Am I remembering
that's
that right?
True. Yeah. And you've gone through a lot of iterations since then to come to the place where we are now. Obviously, somebody coming here who was a student 225 years ago would not really recognize it or recognize what we're teaching because of, you know, it's been history since then, but it's it really has developed into a premier department, and the creative writing program, which is sort of nestled within the English department, has actually, we're going to be soon celebrating our 75th anniversary as a program within the English department. And of course, that's changed and grown since Thomas Wolfe was here, you know.
Yeah. Speaking with Daniel Wallace, great local author, UNC professor, and the people who's going to be involved in the English and Comparative Literature 225th anniversary celebration, which gets underway this Thursday. You're going to be talking with author Gabriel Bump. What's that going to be? What's that going to entail?
Oh, that's going to be great. Gabriel Bump is new to UNC. He's just starting here this year, came via Chicago, via Buffalo, and his first novel has just been published a year ago, called Everywhere You Don't Belong, and we'll be talking about that first novel. It's a fascinating coming-of-age novel, which, of course, we've all read once or twice, but this is a voice that you really don't get to hear that often coming from the inner city in Chicago, talking about some really serious issues, but he does something really unique in that it's one of the funniest books I've also read. So this is, it's so funny that sometimes it's hard to see exactly what he's doing until after he's done it. A remarkable writer, a remarkable teacher, and it's always great to talk to somebody at the very beginning of what's going to be an illustrious career, and it's going to be a great conversation.
Yeah. So what are some of the other highlights of the festival?
We're going to be celebrating the
festival.
Poetry.
Are we calling it a festival? We can call it a festival, sure.
Sure, a celebration.
Why not? Yeah.
Yeah. A hoedown.
There you go. A hootenanny of sorts. Yeah.
Whatever works.
Yeah.
There's you know, going to be so much offered with next week. There's going to be a poetry event, and then as the as it starts to sort of not wind down, but actually just wind up a little bit towards the in the end of October, we're going to be having a bunch of wonderful talks by people who graduated from here, like Frank Bruni on the 28th. On the 29th, Jill McCorkle, who everybody knows, is a remarkable and graduate of the creative writing program here, huge piece of our legacy. And Trudier Harris, who teaches now in Alabama, but was here for the longest time, ending up on the 29th with a concert by Tift Merritt, who is kind of, you know, our Emmylou Harris.
Amazing. Yeah. She's so good.
Yeah.
And Joseph Terrell from MIPSO, too, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think I got cut off on my print.
Yeah, no, Tift Merritt and Joseph Terrell, they're both so, so good. And Tift has been, she's had such a great career for 25 years, and she just keeps right on going.
Yeah. We love her. She's always been a great part of this program, big supporter of it. And that's another great part of it, and this may be inside baseball, just these people who everybody we have celebrating the program have been an essential part of what makes it the program now. And so it's something that you can enjoy not knowing anything like that, but we can enjoy it even more knowing that without them, we wouldn't be who we are.
Yeah. Speaking with Daniel Wallace again, English and Comparative Literature 225th Anniversary Celebration, ECL225UNC.edu. A lot of great events, a great celebration of the history of the department and also the present of the department as well. And I want to pick your brain on what is it about today that makes the department particularly vibrant and dynamic and relevant in 2021?
It's I hate to say that, use the word personnel in a way, the professors that we have, the leadership that we have in the program now. Mary Floyd Wilson, it cannot be underestimated how important people that are fighting for and working for and explaining to those who need to hear it how important humanities are to an education. And I think that you see across the country some universities losing that focus. I don't think we're doing that. I think that we're really pushing ahead and bringing that focus back into the humanities that in some cases has been lost.
Yeah.
So it's great to be a part of that program.
You work with students. What is that generation like coming up?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, I don't buy into a lot of the doom and gloom scenarios that are painted by people. There's not a generation that comes after another generation that the generation above it doesn't somehow seek to condemn it.
Yeah.
But these students.
Oh, these boomers. Oh, these Gen Xers.
Exactly.
Oh, these millennials.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's remarkable. I'm waiting for me to do that as well. I don't know when the clock is going to go off. But so far, so good. You know, I've been teaching for a while, and these kids are just as eager, just as interested, just as creative. You know, there's a lot of screen in our lives now, but I think that we do something in us can transmute that into a sense of creativity and exploration that seems passive, but I mean, how many parents have said, get your nose out of that book?
Yeah.
You know, that's a passive experience in which we're absorbing culture, the world, ideas, and there are lots of different ways that can be transmitted.
Yeah. What are you working on right now?
Just finished a memoir called Awesome. This Isn't Going to End Well, about my brother-in-law and my relationship growing up with him. He's my mentor, and then he had a kind of a tragic end of his life, and so I'm writing about that, and Algonquin's going to be putting that out in a little while. And then I'm working on, you know, a novel. I'm just trying to keep typing before my hands atrophy.
Yeah. Speaking with Daniel Wallace and getting back to the reason for the season, the celebration of the 225th anniversary of the Department of English and Comparative Literature. As we wrap up, anything else that folks ought to know about the celebration?
Well, I think that it's hard to put it all out there in a broadcast. I think they need to go to the website. They need to look around. There's something for everybody, and I think that if you have any interest in the in this part of life, that there's something here for you. Mm-hmm. And I would just heartily encourage you to go to the website, click around, find the thing that interests you, and come to see it from the comfort of your home.
Exactly. ECL225.unc.edu is the website. That's English Comparative Literature, ECL225.unc.edu. Gets underway this Thursday with Daniel Wallace and Gabriel Bump. Continues all the way until the end of October. A lot of really cool events. Right there at the end of October. So a lot in between as well. So check out the website and keep checking the website because there's a lot to see and do. Daniel Wallace, thank you so much again for being with us today.
Appreciate it.